about so easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
It will haunt you every night. Whatever it is, no one should have to encounter that kind of evil. Except you girls, I think you can handle it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Got a job at the radio station?
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those 3 weirdos who work there?
Well, 4 now.
You guys are the best. Even though some of you are pretty thin, I think that you all have fat hearts. And that's what matters.
Ladies, listen to this. Your mouths were not made for speaking.
That is obvious, Lee. What is clear, that our view is, we don't support that view.
Hey, Allie.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Don't worry, it will be dark soon.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's total freakazoid.
Roll another one.
Bring on the douche.
Just like the other one.
What's the idea of the third degree?
This one seems to be about to quit.
I dropped my hot pocket.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's show.
It's our time to shine.
Let's show.
Yes, you can. Just do it.
Roll.
You know what? I'm not here to judge.
I don't have another cent.
Oh, you know what I want.
But I want to guard that joint.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Just pass it around.
Let's get this show on the road.
But I want to guard that joint, my friend.
That's the first cool thing you've ever said.
And now.
Can we speak honestly?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever tried that.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 20th of May.
We excited about the second weekend of Weenie Roast, you guys?
Woo!
Right? I mean, you got to really be a trooper to go back and do it all over again. But I know some people do, man. Some people can't get enough of it. They go both weekends.
Yeah, we're not having – there's not a second weekend.
I thought that was – don't we do that? I thought that was us.
Coachella.
That's Coachella.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah. It's not us at all.
Right.
So don't drive down to Irvine?
Oh, you can drive down to Irvine.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, it's a nice place.
Great shopping.
Not
go
gonna
ahead.
See, you're not going to see a good show, though.
No, probably. No weenie. Okay.
No.
No, there might be weenie, but no weenie roast.
Anyone have big plans for the weekend?
Galaxy game?
No, yeah. You just said big plans for the weekend. Oh.
How dare you?
Oh, sorry.
All right, that's good.
I didn't
that's
hear anything cool. from you, Allie.
Yeah, and you won't, sadly.
Are you Netflixing and chilling? Is that what you're doing?
I think
she's Netflixing.
Right.
That's it.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up what you're putting down.
Right.
And it's hurtful.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Well, I got a great story to get us started. I apologize in advance that it is out of Massachusetts, where all bad things and bad people come from.
Or great.
But I think you guys will like this. I think this is a good positive story for you to keep in mind if you ever face adversity in your life and you feel like giving up. I think this is a story you should come back to. His name is Michael Vaudreuil, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing his name incorrectly. And he was had a job as a plasterer. So he would do, you know, drywall and plaster, things like that. For 25 years, he'd been doing that work until the economy downturn back in 2007. The work just dried up as the economy started to collapse, and he found that he could not get a job. He'd been an independent contractor for 25 years and was doing very well in his job. But, you know, they stopped building, if you recall, back then. So he tried to find a steady job with a construction company anywhere. No one was hiring, and he was out of options. So he took a job as a night custodian at a local college, making less than half of what he was making as a drywaller. He went to work at the Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Massachusetts. And one of the employee perks there is if you are an employee of the school, you get to take courses there for free. So that's what he decided to start doing. He was in his mid-40s. He'd lost everything. By the way, his home was foreclosed on and his car was repossessed. That's how bad it was for him. All right. So he's like, I tried and I tried and I failed, but I still have to exist for the rest of my life. And I realized I've got to do something. This is the only possibility ahead for me, is to get some more education and learn a new field. It was his last train out of the station. He said he's got to do everything that he could do. So he's working 3 to 11 as a custodian, cleaning up after the kids, and then taking courses during the day. And this week, he graduated.
Oh, wow.
Wow. This week, he graduated with a degree in mechanical engineering.
Oh, my.
Which is not an easy career, by the way. He was interested in, first started taking psychology courses, which he really loved, but then he realized that it was going to be very tough to get a job with that degree. He thought he'd try to find something that would have better employment prospects at the end. So he switched to mechanical engineering, which is a great idea. And he you know, was very rusty, obviously. It had been years since he'd gone to high school. So, for instance, he originally took Calculus 1, but it was too hard for him because he didn't remember any of his algebra. So he quit that class and taught himself algebra through YouTube videos, and then went on to take Calculus 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is a guy who really went for it,
yeah.
Right?
He is a dick.
That's
he's not a dick at all.
No.
So here he is, you know, walking with all the kids who have seen him just as the custodian who's, you know, pushing the broom around and peeling gum off the bottom of the chairs in the library. And now he has graduated.
Asshole. None of those things.
I feel like there are a lot of people in his situation who would say,
nice job, dumbass.
No, not at all.
What?
Who would say, hey, I am a plasterer. That's what I do. And right. I'm just going to sit around and get unemployment until I'm able to find another job in my field because I'm too old. You know, a lot of people would go, hey, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm too old to go back to school. They would say I'm too old to learn another career.
And our advice is
stop it.
No, you're missing the entire point here.
Keep going.
I don't know.
I'll get it.
I just think this is very inspirational and very warm and very fuzzy. What do you guys think?
I think it's amazing, and I think he did everything that I would hope I would do. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I have that. No, I don't have that wherewithal. I would probably be really bummed out for a while and feel like the world owed me.
Right.
And he did everything that was right.
That's bullshit.
Again, child, no. And by child, Kevin.
I did the opposite of how many people would have handled this situation. Because, you know, a lot of times people will say, oh, I can't go back to school. I'm too old.
Right.
But you're that old anyway, whether you go back to school or not. And, you know, in this case, this guy 10 years later is as old as he would have been if he hadn't gone back to school, if he was still sitting around, you know, on the dole. And instead, he's got a college degree and he's likely to go out and make a career for himself. So anyway, I was very impressed when I saw this story. So congratulations to Michael Vaudreau. Well done,
sir. Liar.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBean Show, shall we?
Anyway, I got some more music and goodies coming up. Stick around. I am here. Hope you are there.
Well.
All right.
We are here.
He has goodies. How come we never have goodies?
Right?
That's sort of a bummer. On today's Kevin DeBean Show, we do have tickets in the front row for Blink 182. And those we're doing it with a contest called Blink 180 Haiku later on in the show. So if you want to start working on your haikus about why you need to be in the front row to see Blink 182, we're going to have that contest coming up.
Who came up with Blink 180 Haiku, by the way?
Who came up with it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Me?
It's a great name.
Right. Then me?
I was just really impressed. Is that the king? Did the king come up with that?
Honestly, I don't know. It was Omar, maybe?
I like it.
Yeah. No. Okay. So you like it, and you'd like us to search who came up with that idea.
I just wanted to congratulate.
He would like to write them a letter.
Okay.
Like to congratulate
that person. Everyone's claiming it. Isn't it interesting?
How about that?
What is it they say? Success has many fathers and failure is an orphan. Isn't that the expression?
Yes.
Kanye West on Ellen. There's more highlights. He's magic. He really is magic. Daniel Craig turned down being James Bond for roughly 67 million pounds. Mm-hmm. No, what is it, Bean?
That's right.
67
yeah.
million pounds.
$98 million.
$98 million. He said, you know what? No, don't need, I don't need that $100 million.
See, if he doesn't even want to be Bond, why should I watch the movies?
Well, you're right? way past the point where you should have been watching the movies.
Okay.
We have tickets for The Cure on the program today. We have a brand new internet roundup. We're going to try and figure out why all the cartoon hate for the new Ghostbusters.
Yeah, really.
And we've got the movie beat because it is Friday. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54.
Oh, shoot. Where'd my left nipple go?
Right.
I don't think
you work
that's
on that,
Allie.
The worst when you lose that one.
Showbiz to do with Ralph Garvin.
I don't mind the right so much. But the left?
It's special.
Old lefty?
Mm-hmm.
That's a loss.
What's that?
How's it going?
Good. How are you? What's going on with you, man?
Not much. Happy Friday.
Same.
Looking forward to the weekend. Got big plans. Everybody got big plans for the weekend?
What are you doing?
I don't know. Did someone say here's Showbiz Beat yet?
Yes. Oh. I said, Allie, you worry about your nipple. We've got the Showbiz Beat to do with Ralph Garvin.
Oh. Trying to have a conversation, Kevin. Sorry, man. Sorry, you don't want to talk. I guess you got big plans. I guess you're in a rush to get out of here.
Seriously. Kevin is all business, man.
Yeah, really.
No time for chit-chat.
I'm not even business in the front, party in the back. Just business in the front and back.
That's me. That's right. What I'm known for.
Speaking of which, speaking of parties, how about that Kylie Jenner, huh? She's a goer.
Yeah.
She just broke up with Tyga. You'd think there'd be some sort of mourning period, but nope. She's already got a new boyfriend. A rapper named Party Next Door. Yes, Party Next Door.
Party Next Door.
All one word. Party Next Door is her new boyfriend. Party Next Door.
What are you saying?
No.
I'm saying Party Next Door.
Look, I know there
He's business down the street and Party Next Door.
There are lots of rap names that have been taken, and you're sitting around, you're looking to give yourself a name that's going to stand out, that people are going to like.
Yep.
Some sort of a handle to hang
mm-hmm.
your hat on.
Sure.
But don't you go right past Party Next Door and
nope.
keep looking?
Apparently that's the keeper. That's the one on the list he got to and said, yep, that's me. When I hear the name Party Next Door.
Well, I'm going to be party even closer than that other guy then.
Here's the thing about the Party Next Door. It's super annoying because their music is too loud and you can't sleep.
Right.
That's the worst thing about the Party Next Door.
Everybody's parking in front of your house.
Right?
Yep.
There's trash on your lawn, drunks stumbling down your street, people throwing up in the gutter. Because there's the Party Next Door. You're not invited to it. It's just next door and it's really annoying. So listen, Party Next Door, we all hate you.
Yeah, move on.
Party at my house, that's a good time.
Then fine. Or if you invite me. All right.
Yeah, but I don't want to just deal with a Party Next Door. It's a nuisance. Party Next Door is a nuisance.
Not well thought out.
Not at all, Bean. I think you've got my point. Was Ozzy's little dalliance with a hairstylist nothing more than a cheap publicity ploy? Could it be this was all orchestrated by the genius that is Sharon Osbourne? To promote Ozzy's upcoming Black Sabbath tour. Could it be?
I can't wait to go see that cheater.
See? Now you're interested.
What?
Yeah, I feel like you're either in or out already without any of that promotion.
Now, what if you're on the fence?
How many people are on the fence about that?
I don't know. Should I go see Black Sabbath? What, he had an affair with his wife?
Right.
Yes.
I'm in.
Now I'm in.
I do feel, Ralph, like there were a lot more eyeballs on that announcement because Ozzy and Sharon were there together and everybody was like, ooh, they're fighting. What are they going to do? How are they going to handle it on stage?
Ooh, a rapprochement.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So I wondered about that, too. We certainly haven't heard much since then.
Conspiracies abound.
Well, let's see what Alex Jones has to say about
it. Oh, I can imagine. I heard he said Sharon Osbourne's a man. Is that possible? This is something that needs to stop, fellas. The new trend in men's hair salons.
What is the new trend?
The return of the man perm.
No.
Yep.
The man perm.
Yes, the man perm. Kevin, you strike me as a man perm guy at some point in your life. You strike me as a guy who came walking proudly out of a salon with a just a big hair, just ringlets of just freshly permed man hair.
No. I wish I would have. I would have liked that, I think. I did have a strong mullet. Nope. I take that back. I had a weak mullet.
You had a weak mullet?
Yeah.
Never went for the man perm?
Right.
Here's the reason. The fashionistas, the people in the know regarding all things fashion, are calling it the Jon Snow effect. The success of Game of Thrones, they say, is making man curls a desired hairstyle. And so men are going into salons asking for a head full of loose, scruffy, curly hair, just like Kit Harington.
No, they're not.
Who plays Lord Commander of the Night's Watch.
That's not a thing, right?
They're asking for the Jon Snow look.
No,
it's happening.
Not.
Men want the man perm to get the Jon Snow look.
No.
I say we give it to them, and then we kill them, just like Jon Snow. And then maybe we'll bring him back later, but maybe not. We'll see. We'll have to talk about it.
But we'll make you wonder about it for a year. Right. We're talking about the Weird Al from the 80s hair. That's what's back, right?
I don't think it's that tight. Weird Al had he was legit curls. You know,
yeah.
It was like we had tight, almost kinky hair.
Jon Snow is more like.
Oh, I got it.
Like a beachy wave.
Jon Snow like that.
It's a softer.
Why are you doing that
looser,
with your hair?
Stop playing
curl.
With your imaginary
so
hair.
Weird.
There's no hair there.
It's just soft ringlets framing the face.
Stop doing that with your hand.
I'm Jon Snow. Look at my loose ringlets of manly permed hair. They say as they leave the salon. Fiend, you were a man perm guy, right? You had the man perm.
No, I did not.
Oh,
but I had.
Sure you did.
I had the total Bono mullet, though. The 100%. Full-on bottom mullet. I did have that.
You and K-Train both rocked the mullets, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mullets were big, man. You never did, Ralph?
Amongst a certain crowd of people, I guess.
Yeah, the uncool.
Amongst a certain type of
the
man.
Uncool is right, correct. The losers.
Yeah, I was never.
You were always too cool for the mullet.
Yeah. I had bushy hair at one point. I had like Peter Brady hair. My hair was sort of naturally curly when I was younger, so I had a Jon Snowy kind of thing.
Oh.
But I never went mullet.
Yeah.
I never chose the mullet as a choice for me personally.
There are some people who are aware enough, they can see the bigger picture and go, you know what? This could look terrible in 5 years, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I had some bad hair. Yeah. I had the parted down the middle feathered back look for a while.
That
was a good time.
That's very strong.
Yeah. Or the David Cassidy, I believe some people referred to it as. Mm-hmm. Today's celebrity birthdays, Busta Rhymes is 44 years old. Tony Stewart, race car driver, turns 45. Timothy Olyphant, very talented actor. And dreamy, too, by the way. He's just dreamy. 48 years old. And Bronson Pinchot! You know, Miss Balky.
You don't get
him. Perfect Strangers. And, of course, let's not forget Sarge from Beverly Hills Cop.
You don't get a chance to do that impression.
Not sexy. That's animal with all the chest hair. Love Serge. I sat next to him on a plane once. He was a charming guy. What he does now?
No.
Basically for a living? He renovates and flips farmhouses in Pennsylvania. He's quite the fixer-upper, quite the carpenter, and he likes to work on farmhouses and sell them.
I would not have guessed that.
No, I wouldn't have either.
You want to buy a farmhouse? It's where you put all your animals, here behind the fence. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ellie, that's my role, not paying attention to what people are saying.
Shut up.
That position is taken.
Leave me alone.
Find your own niche.
It is 6:23. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here now for a look at the showbiz beat.
In a world.
Nope.
Or.
Movie beat.
The movie beat.
In a world.
The position was taken about not paying attention and then you
yes.
did not pay attention.
And he's proving it,
right.
Bean.
That's my
right.
point.
Well done.
It's just evidence to support his hypothesis.
Thank you, Ralph.
You're welcome.
All right. So what are
Tell
we doing
me
right now?
This would be the movie beat.
Movie beat. All right, hit it, Steve.
Right. Steve? Hey, Steve.
Now?
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's movie beat. Welcome to my world.
Action, adventure, comedy, kids' fare, romantic comedy. It's all here this weekend. So there's something for everybody to watch, unless you're planning, of course, going back to seeing Captain America again.
Which is a good choice.
Maggie's Plan, we kick off with. Maggie's Plan is in limited release this weekend. It's a quirky romantic comedy. Those are the best kind. About a young lady named Maggie, played by Greta Gerwig, who is planning to have a baby on her own. She's tired of waiting for the right guy to come along. She's going to have a baby. It gets a little derailed when she falls in love with John, played by Ethan Hawke, who's a married man. Married to a lunatic named Georgette, played by Julianne Moore, hysterically. Oh. Maya Rudolph is Maggie's best friend. It seems charming. It's in limited release this weekend. It's called Maggie's Plan. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Maggie, what are you doing here?
John and I are in trouble. There might be an opportunity to get the two of you back together.
You want to make sure you don't feel guilty, so you're going to manipulate us all.
Why can't you just break up with him like any normal human being?
Because it would be such a waste.
A waste? He's not a paper product.
I mean,
what are you doing here?
There's no harm in us spending time together as a family.
Except for, isn't that the point of a divorce? That you're not a family anymore?
Love doesn't work this way. You can't take everything and stuff it back in the box.
It's the tragic flaw in my plan.
There you go.
Sounds cute.
There you go, ladies.
Like it.
Something for you.
That's something.
Get together with girlfriends. Go have a, you know, Cosmopolitan or a white wine spritzer. And then enjoy Maggie's Plan.
I think that sounds like a great cast, too.
It does. It is a good cast. What's the matter with you?
The worst.
You love a good spritzer. Everyone knows that about you,
it's
Allie.
It's true.
The Angry Birds movie opens up this weekend. Based, of course, on the wildly popular game that you play on your phone. Finally, it's hit the big screen. Because I know when you were playing Angry Birds, you said, oh, this is fine and all. I love attacking the pigs with my birds. But when will I get to see the backstory? When will this be fleshed out so I can really have sort of a dramatic experience with the Angry Birds? And
I'm just glad they raced this to the screen while Angry Birds is still the hottest game online.
Yes. I can't wait for Candy Crush in 3D IMAX. Jason Sudeikis, Josh Gad, Danny McBride, and Maya Rudolph all lend their voices, as does Sean Penn, by the way.
No. Oh.
Who surprisingly plays a grumpy bird, I understand. You can find out why the birds are so angry in this film. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Anyone knows what these pigs are up to? It's Mighty Eagle.
It's Mighty Eagle's Lake of Wisdom!
Get out of there!
Don't spit it back!
Horrible turn of events.
That's the worst clip I've ever heard.
May not
even
be
if the movie is
choice.
Great, that clip was terrible.
See, the Mighty Eagle, one of the birds,
is peeing the whole time.
Is very wise. So they are bathing in his pool of wisdom.
I see.
They think, but it turns out actually to be the place where Mighty Eagle would go to relieve pressure in certain places inside his body.
Okay.
So my little Julianne Moore movie is looking a lot better.
Then,
no, that still looks the same.
We got Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising.
Okay. All right.
Finally, after you saw Neighbors, you said, what would happen if another group of loud people moved next door to Seth Rogen and his wife? I wonder what that would be like. I'm sure everyone thought that at the end of the film. Now that question is answered. But instead of a fraternity, wait for it, it's a sorority.
That's crazy.
And they're just as bad as the guys were, if not worse.
What? That turns the stereotype on its head.
It sure does, Beam. And Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne, how are they going to sell their house when this group of crazy young ladies are living next to them causing trouble? Well, they have to get some help. And you know, sometimes former enemies can become current friends. And so Teddy, Zac Efron's character from the first film, comes back to help them take on the sorority. Chloe Grace Moretz stars in this film as well as the leader of the sororities. Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, in a theater near you. Here's some clips from the trailer.
We're never going to sell our house with a sorority living next door. What are we going to do?
Maybe it's not that bad. Girls are usually quiet. Oh, no. I killed a girl.
Good disguises, everyone.
You look like a psychopath.
It's a clown, man. People love clowns.
Stop doing that.
Get away from me!
They're using their sexuality as a weapon.
Someone help me!
Get out of here, you animal!
This isn't working! You're only making them sexier!
There's a lot of yelling.
Oh,
look
my
at
God,
him.
Kevin.
Look at Kevin. He's doubled over. He's doubled over with laughter.
The first one was funny. Ralphie said if he runs into a pane of glass, that would be
the perfect movie for you. Yeah.
He does run into a garage door.
Well, there you go.
He gets shot into a garage door.
Next best thing for you, buddy. Please enjoy.
I will.
And finally, the movie I'm looking forward to this weekend, The Nice Guys.
Yay!
Turn of writer-director Shane Black in a big bad way. Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling star as private eyes in the 1970s in Los Angeles. They are not good at their job, but they are tasked with investigating the apparent suicide of a porn star in L.A. in the 70s. And it leads them down a trail that, at least, to say the least, is unexpected. Matt Bomer also stars in this film. Remember him from White Collar? Matt Bomer?
Matt yeah. Boner? That's what I say.
Turbo Boner.
He's dreamy.
Here's some clips from the trailer of The Nice Guys.
This is a high-profile case. Seen this girl? Name's Amelia.
What's in it for me?
We can do this the easy way.
Ow!
We're currently doing it the easy way.
Dad, there's like whores here and stuff.
Sweetheart, how many times have I told you? Don't say and stuff. Just say, Dad, there are whores here.
You're in the pool?
Yeah.
Why?
I had to question the mermaid.
Weapons on the floor.
This is not you. You're not a murderer.
She killed three people.
You're the world's worst detectives.
Got a cool ad, though.
I made your head small because I know you're sensitive about terrible. How big it is.
Yeah. You got a cool ad, though. Come on!
It looks good.
See, Kevin?
That looks good.
That looks good.
It does.
No one hits a garage door. Mm-hmm.
You don't know that yet.
No one has wacky sorority girls living next door. That's a movie
right
there.
They can both look good.
The Nice Guys, that's my pick for the weekend. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
A little bit later on this morning, we have your tickets in the front row to see Blink 182.
By the way, easy to just skim past those words, in the front row. Have you ever sat in the front row for a concert in your whole life?
Once. Crazy, absurd, cool.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so much better than the second row. I'm not kidding. I don't know why.
Blink 182 tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning, by the way, for three Southern California shows, Irvine Meadows September 29th, and then two dates at the Forum the nights after. But we're going to put you in the front row with your Blink 180 haiku, we're calling it. So you need to write yourself a haiku. That's the poem. You know, look it up online if you don't know how they were, about how much you want to go to the show, how much you love Blink 182, and we'll take your calls just before 9 o'clock. We're giving you plenty of heads up on this. Just before 9 a.m., you can win those tickets in the front row from the Kevin and Bean Show.
I feel like people shouldn't take screen caps of their entire screen when they're on the internet.
Really?
Maybe that doesn't work well for everyone.
What are you basing that on, Kevin?
Republican congressional candidate Mike Webb took a screenshot, mm-hmm. and he put it up online, and there were two porn tabs that were open in the background.
Like you do.
And everybody saw it and made a big deal out of it, and then he had to try and explain it away.
This is Tabgate, by the way.
Yes, Tabgate.
And Tabgate, they're calling it. And the two, in case you want to go check out what congressional candidate Mike Webb is into, the two sites that were open were Ivany Sexy Amateur and Layla Rivera Tight Booty. That was in his browser.
Sure.
So how do you explain away something like that? He is running as a Republican, so maybe he can't admit to porn. But, I mean, isn't the simplest explanation to be, hey, you know?
Nope.
Okay.
That would be a simple explanation, but that's not his. He needs to really get in depth and give us about a paragraph so that we all lose train of what he's thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's find out what Mike Webb had to say about that. How do you otherwise explain away? Like, what possible explanation is there besides I was browsing porn? Mr. Webb, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for having me on.
So you weren't looking at porn?
No, of course not. That's filth, and I'm a God-fearing man, and I would not be looking at that material under any situation.
So are you suggesting that somebody else was using your laptop, sir?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I did do some research.
Oh, okay.
But not because I wanted to look at pornography.
Not even the tight booty of Layla Rivera?
No, I have no interest in Ms. Rivera, her booty, or any other tight body part that she may possess.
What research were you doing, then?
Well, I was curious, and I'm curious by nature.
Right,
And I wanted to test the suggestion that somehow, lurking out in the pornographic world, there might be some evil operator waiting for a candidate for federal office to go to a particular pornographic website and thereby be infected with a virus that would cause his or her federal election communication data to be stolen. And then by the time it was loaded on the day of the filing deadline, that it might impact critical campaign systems.
So you went to a porn site to see if it was going to try to hack you.
Exactly, because that can happen. You know, you can go to those sites and they can infect you with all sorts of malware and viruses.
Sure.
And so what if one of these viruses were to steal federal election commissions?
What if indeed?
While you were trying to run for a federal office. And I just wanted to make sure that that wouldn't happen, so I was doing some research.
Couldn't you make sure that that wasn't going to happen by not going to those sites?
Well, if you're the kind of person that looks for the easy way out, sir, then that's on that is simply your point of view. But as a man who wants to become an elected official and represent Americans, mm-hmm. I feel it's my duty to look into these situations that may potentially be dangerous for Americans and hunt out the evil therein.
Mr. Webb, you do understand this sounds very far-fetched.
I could see how some people might see that if they were not God-fearing mm-hmm. or moral.
Or have common sense.
But I think anyone who knows me and the Republican Party knows that we are not interested in this type of smut.
Well, you have been posting a lot of Bible verses ever since Tabgate.
Yes. Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations.
Right. A lot of that sort of thing.
And I've been doing so much research for my political campaign
right.
that I think maybe people have misconstrued what exactly it is I'm doing.
Okay.
For example, you know, here in Virginia, one of our biggest concerns is employment. Jobs are down. Employment's hard to come by. And so I had to do some research, and so I went to a site called gayforpay.com.
Okay.
Looking to see what sort of job opportunities there might be for men in my constituency.
Okay.
That's
and
one
people
way to
might
go.
People might confuse that with me looking at pornography, but that's not the case at all.
It does sound like there are other ways to go about it, but okay.
What about the environment? I mean, have you seen the situation in Flint, Michigan with the condition of their water there?
Terrible, yes.
It's awful. And so I did some research with cleanmypipe.com.
Right.
People can maybe mistake that as something else.
I didn't know that one existed, but okay.
The situation in North Carolina with the transgenders using bathrooms of their choice.
Right.
Horrible,
very controversial.
Horrible situation.
Right.
I would also be interested in passing a law like that in the state of Virginia. So to do some research on transgenders, I did go to yogapantssausagesmugglers.com.
For a completely legitimate reason,
though,
right?
Of course it's legitimate, yes. And people are misunderstanding. My concern with American veterans who are coming back missing limbs, amputees, led me to stumpsandrumps.com.
No.
Naturally.
I mean, naturally, right.
The situation in Japan, one of our biggest trade partners, you need to know about the Japan culture, the Japanese way of life, mm-hmm. how they think. Mm-hmm. So naturally, I went to drinkmysoysauce.com. What about the Family Leave Act? Should women be allowed to raise the children that they have without the burden of losing their position? Shouldn't they get some time off?
Sure.
It's an important point people make here in the state of Virginia.
That makes sense, yeah.
So to learn more about mothers, strong mothers, I've gone to I've Been Bad Mommy.
You're really putting in the hours,
getting
up to speed on the issues.
Right now on I Scream, You Scream, We All Scream When the Nipple Clamps Are Put On.com.
And how does that help you?
I got nothing for that one.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Ralph is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat on the best day of all, Friday. What's going on?
Alice Through the Looking Glass is going on.
Yay!
Right?
Right.
Right. Sequel to the wildly popular Alice in Wonderland. The whole cast is back. Johnny Depp, of course, is the Mad Hatter. Mia Wasikowska. Wasikowska? Really, name change me. Look into it. as Alice, Anne Hathaway returns as the White Queen. You got Helena Bonham Carter as the Red Queen. And this time they're joined by Sacha Baron Cohen as Time.
All right. He makes every movie better.
He does. Looks terrific. We're doing a special K-Rock exclusive screening at the IMAX headquarters. And they've been kind enough to lend us their enormous, beautiful IMAX 3D theater that they have there at the headquarters. It's an amazing place. I saw Ant-Man there.
Oh, sweet.
Boy, that was a great place to see that film. It's happening on May 25th at the IMAX headquarters if you'd like to go. This means you'll get to see the movie a couple days before it hits theaters on May 27th. Give us a call now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through at that particular phone number will get a pair of passes for Alice Through the Looking Glass. Let's take a look at the show business news. Sad news. John Berry, one of the founding members of the Beastie Boys, has passed away. RollingStone.com said that he had front lobe dementia, which I'm not quite sure what it is, but it sounds bad.
Wow.
It does.
His health got much worse over the past few months, and he did pass away. He was just 52 years old. John is legendarily credited with coming up with the name for the band, the Beastie Boys, back when they were a hardcore punk band in New York City. He went to Walden School in Manhattan with Mike D, and they put the group together in 1981 with Adam and Kate Schellenbach, who later went on to form Luscious Jackson when she left the band. He did play guitar on the band's first indie EP, Pollywog Stew, but that's before they found sort of their signature sound. They were back when they were just a punk band. He quit the band, and then the other guys, of course, went on, and Ad Rock was added. But they were always grateful for his participation and considered him a friend. Their first gig was ever played was his in an apartment, and they did mention him back in their rock and roll induction speech in 2012. So sad news at the age of 52 that he passed away.
Yeah, I don't like it when guys die in their 50s. Don't like it one bit.
It's ridiculous. Speaking of music, this is a cool idea. You may not think of these two as a natural fit. And by these two, I mean RZA of Wu-Tang Clan and Interpol frontman Paul Banks.
Interesting.
But they are teaming up together to form a musical duo named Banks and Steels. And their first single, Love and War, is available to download now at all digital retailers. Album will be out later this year, and they're booked to perform a number of summer music festivals, including the FYF Festival here in Los Angeles, and the Life is Beautiful Music and Arts Festival in Vegas, Austin City Limits in Texas as well. I'd be interested to hear that combination.
Yeah, that's, I think so, too.
It's an interesting duo.
They would bring their own dirt.
I don't think they will bring their own dirt.
Understand.
And if you're a music fan, and you're sort of a music nerd and a geek, you like the history of music, this is a pretty cool opportunity to you that you probably wouldn't get otherwise. Capitol Studios, right there at Hollywood and Vine, the legendary Capitol Records building.
Yeah.
They are celebrating their 60th anniversary of their recording studio inside that building, and they are opening it up for tours this weekend.
Oh, wow.
That's kidding. Amazing.
You can see the studios where Frank Sinatra, the Beach Boys, Dean Martin, Taylor Swift, Paul McCartney, dozens of others have recorded legendary hit records. Some of the most important and famous recordings in music history have been done at this facility. And you get to take a tour for $50. You get to see studios A, B, and C, where all the magic happened. And there's going to be a photo booth there, and you can take pictures on the site. For $100, you get all that, plus a chance to actually work the board during a recording session to learn how recordings are made.
Hmm.
And then you watch a vinyl LP, how it gets cut from a master tape. They show you how an actual LP is made for $100.
That'd be cool.
Right?
There's also going to be a record fair, the Capitol Towers parking lot. And this all happens tomorrow and Sunday only. This is the first time they've ever opened up their facilities to the public, and it might be the last. It's all a celebration, as I mentioned, of their 60th anniversary. So if you're a music fan or a recording fan or you want to learn more about the business, this would be, I think, a remarkably unique opportunity.
Where do you go? Where do you go to get tickets for that?
I don't have that, and I should, and I apologize. I will do a little research, and I'll come back in the next hour and give you all the details. But
we did a.
I bet if you do Capitol Records tour, you put that in some sort of search engine, you might get some information.
I bet you're right. We did a couple of breakfasts with there. I think we did one with, who was it, Kevin? I think we might have done
Romance.
Yeah, I think we might have done Green Day there or Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah,
or somebody
Billy
else.
Corgan, but, I was going to say.
But we got a chance to see a little bit of what you're talking about there, and it is. I mean. Look, I don't want to get all gooey on you, but I mean,
you're standing, we don't want you to get gooey either.
No, I just mean, you
sound like that congressman.
No, what I mean is you really do sense the history. You're standing in the room going, okay, this is where they recorded, fill in the blank, your favorite song, you know? And it's pretty remarkable. It's really hallowed ground for music fans.
Very first person to record at this facility, by the way, in 1956, Frank Sinatra.
Ooh.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's pictures along the wall that are fascinating. Oh, there's Frank Sinatra recording here. Okay.
Anything like the Beach Boys did Pet Sounds there, you know, and Taylor Swift recorded a lot of her hits there. Paul McCartney's used the facility.
Well, it's not cheap enough.
It's funny, the Beatles, Capitol's biggest artist of all time, never recorded at this facility. Because, of course, they did most of their work overseas in the UK. So, anyway, I just thought that'd be a cool opportunity to pass along to folks. So
I love it.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Bronson Pinchot. You remember him as Balky from Perfect Strangers. And Serge from Beverly Hills Cop, 57 years old today. Timothy Oliphant is 48 years old. Race car driver Tony Stewart's 45. And Busta Rhymes is 44.
Busta.
Busta.
Here we go now. And you know when we time Busta bust me. Holding the fort on the spot. I'll be shutting it down. And we be putting on. Coming through like a steamroller. Me and Drex. Ain't no effing around. Come on. Yeah, what up? Me and my team got a link. Cause you know we stay chopping it up. And when we get up in the club. Oh, I'm up to look at the bar. Now we knocking it up. And we get a little high. And we get a little drunk. And we get a little drunk. Come on. Then we get they want to bang this out your trunk. Come on. Get money, get cash.
That guy reminds me a lot of me.
Yeah, he's got those same mad verbal skills. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Allie, did you lumineer on Saturday? Was it everything you hoped it would be?
I had so much fun.
They were great. That's who you were most looking forward to seeing on the Weenie Roast Bills. So.
I love them.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, the King of Mexico. What's going on, man?
Good morning, guys.
How's Rhonda Ruffy? We haven't heard a word about Rhonda Ruffy in a long time.
Very curious.
She's amazing. She's the best.
She's still awesome? Is she still having puppy parties in the park?
She's still the cutest thing in the world. She's still the most popular girl on the block. She's still the most popular doggy everywhere she goes.
Dean, why did you start this conversation?
Oh, my God. If you want, I can send you guys some photos.
No, I'd like to see that.
She's the cutest.
She's a pretty awesome dog.
Yeah, well, check out her Instagram, Rhonda Ruffy.
You two should email back and forth about how cute she is.
All right, I'll see you.
Dave is here because he puts together a little feature that we like to present to you at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. We call it the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Hey! Lightning making an appearance on the Internet Roundup today. Well done. Good Batch. You guys know that song, Danger Zone, by Kenny Loggins, right? The one that goes like this. Well, that is the theme song for the film Top Gun, and some genius has edited that together with footage from the Star Wars movies. And I got to tell you, it might make Star Wars even better. I mean, you look at them, you know, jumping in their X-Wings and taking off and trying to destroy the Death Star to Danger Zone, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's all the dogfights in Star Wars, so it's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Check that out. Allie, I'm going to let you introduce your new best friend in the world. She's got 8 million hits already for a video that she just shot just sitting in her car in a parking lot of a Kohl's. What's going on
here? I love her so much. She goes into Kohl's to buy a mask for her kids. But she instantly starts getting giddy trying to get it out of the box because it's going to be her mask. Is what she's determined.
She made that decision when she got in the car.
Yeah. And she's videotaping it. Then she puts the Chewbacca mask on, and it makes a noise that tickles her beyond belief. And it is so joy-inducing. It's my favorite video ever.
Okay.
That's not me making that noise. It's the mask. Here, listen.
So happy.
It is so weird to see her sitting there by herself. There's nobody else in the car with her.
All right, Dave.
What's that?
Chewbacca.
It's so good.
Next up is there have been a lot of crazy moments in baseball this year. I don't know why. This has just been the weirdest season with all sorts of things you never thought would happen. And here's one of them from a couple of nights ago. I think the Mets are in San Diego, I want to say.
Yes.
And one of their pitchers, Bartolo Colon, who, by the way, Kevin, is 43 years old, I want to say.
Wow.
And is so fat. You can't believe how fat he is.
I saw how fat he was in the video. I was like, well, it's baseball.
Yep, he's a pitcher. He's so fat. But the reason he's in the news is twofold. One is it was revealed this week that he had a completely different family and two other kids that his wife didn't know about. That happened this week.
Ouch.
And also at 43, he hit his first ever home run. He's the oldest player in the history of Major League Baseball to hit his first home run. And somebody edited it together with footage from the great Robert Redford movie The Natural, and it's pretty perfect.
Back near the wall! He's in! It's out of here! Bartolo has got it!
have to watch this video just because you won't believe how long it takes him to run the bases.
It's like a half an hour for him to get from first base to second base.
I think it's the whole video, right? It's just him going around.
The announcers were like, he's rounding second, finally. So great. Here's Ralph's favorite video of the week. Somebody edited together all of the times in Matthew McConaughey's movies where he doesn't speak dialogue. He just makes silly noises, and you won't believe how often that happens. A little bit. Why would somebody make that video?
I don't know, and it's long, too.
I was waiting for smell it.
Drunkest kid ever needs no explanation, I guess, except that this kid was so drunk he could barely stand, but his friends still paraded him around and made him do all sorts of embarrassing things.
Like you do.
Oh, Bernie is so dude. Oh, he's so dude.
I wasn't sure he wasn't dead.
No, he looked like a zombie.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
I'm so glad there was no cameras around when I was that wasted.
That's exactly what I thought. Yeah. God, there was no social media when I was in college.
This kid, though, it's worth watching the video just to see him try to put a dollar into a vending machine. You really won't believe he doesn't fall over. There's a band called Well Hung Heart. Have you guys heard of them?
No.
Nope.
Our little friend Chip plays bass for the band, and they not only are very good musically, but they had a great idea for a video. Explain this technology real quick, Chip.
Okay, so we used a pair of Kodak, they're called Coolpix 4K cameras, and we filmed a video in 360.
What does that mean?
So that means in the video you can scroll around with either look around with your phone or scroll with your finger or, you know, with the mouse on the computer, and you can look around everywhere in the room.
That's
360. Yeah, you can go around the whole room while the video is playing.
So you can check out what the singer's doing. You can check out what I'm doing. And we have like little Easter eggs around the video, too, to keep an eye on. It's super cool.
Chip does the robot. I know that.
Yep.
It's a great video and a great song. Again, Well Hung Heart. And their song is called Touch the Sky.
I've never seen this done before. Were you guys of the first?
I've never seen it either. So possibly.
Wow.
Cool stuff.
Did you get
just go with
then?
Yes.
I mean,
hey,
why
Chip,
not?
Were you guys the first to ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Our favorite hairdresser, Jonathan, is back. As you know, he recaps the Game of Thrones in a feature he likes to call Gay of Thrones.
And then at the climax, we've got Christina Aguilera. She's testifying before the Committee on Reproductive Rights. But honey, she's leaning right into that fire.
It reminds me of the time I was at a Hamburger Mary's and I was doing Chaka Khan's Through the Fire, and there was an actual kitchen fire that night. Through the fire,
to the limit, to the wall. So silly. The Lonely Island have a new movie coming out next week, so they are making the rounds, doing the interview shows, and they showed up on the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show, and as they tend to do on that show, they play with classroom instruments. So here's Jimmy Fallon and the Roots and the members of Lonely Island doing an all-time classic.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look at the mother-humming boat. I'm on a boat. Mickey Cookie, take a look at me. Straight floating on a boat on the deeper sea.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon has to sing with him because
of course
they can't.
Is
sing
the camera
him.
On him a lot?
As a matter of fact, yes, Kevin.
How about
funny
that?
You should mention that.
Huh.
The best Jimmy in late night, Jimmy Kimmel is back. Are you guys aware that he is running to be the vice president? I didn't know you could kind of do that on your own when you're not paired with a presidential candidate.
I don't think you can, but that doesn't stop Jimmy from doing it.
Jimmy's going for it.
My critics will say I'm unqualified, that I have no foreign policy experience. And yet, I've been to Cancun multiple times. I have negotiated with the Cancunese. They said $8 for this hoodie. I said cuatro. They settled at seis. I am against terror.
Terror is bad.
Always have been. Really bad. Always will be.
I would vote for Jimmy, that's for sure. Here's the latest guy in the news that you'll fall in love with, and it's only a matter of time before the Gregory Brothers auto-tune him, but they're in Arkansas, I want to say, and they're describing they're in an apartment complex, and all of a sudden a bunch of gunfire happens. And one guy was so surprised, well, wait till you hear what he did.
They were shocked when they first heard those shots.
I'm ducking and everything. In the house, I escaped. I dropped my hot pocket. Like I heard it's like they're firing back and forth at each other. I was like, man, what does that sound like?
That's how you know the gunfire is bad in your neighborhood is when you drop your Hot Pocket.
He was serious about that, too. Like, that sure was the worst thing that could have happened.
But he still ate it, though, right?
Of course.
Yeah,
I hope so.
I would. Yeah.
Honest Trailers is back. This movie is not for me. Did you see it, Kevin? Did you see Wreck-It Ralph?
I did not.
It's awesome.
This is a movie where all sorts of video game characters interact with one another. I guess it was great for the kids, but Honest Trailers took a look at it.
Wreck-It Ralph, a bad guy who's tired of being bad.
I don't want to be the bad guy anymore.
Who runs away to become a good guy.
I could be a good guy if I wanted to.
Which is bad for these good guys. But when our good bad guy realizes being bad is good, if he's bad for good reasons, he can save the good guys from the real bad guy by being good at being bad.
I'm bad, and that's good. I will never be good, and that's not bad.
It's not as bad as it sounds.
I think he lost me. I'm not sure. And finally, Drake was the host and the musical guest of this past weekend's SNL. And one of the tape bits that they did was very funny, where Drake gets into a beef with everybody on the staff, including Lorne Michaels, including several of the cast members. And in this case, he gets slighted by Pete Davidson from SNL. And, of course, he's got to write a rap about it.
I'm having just a little trouble with the TV. I was just wondering if you knew how to fix it.
Oh, yeah. Usually you just get the remote and you press on. We don't have TVs in Canada?
No, we have TVs in Canada.
I know, I'm just kidding, man.
Yeah.
Yo, you Pete, you made a fool out of me. I used to trust you, dog. Now you embarrassing me. And you skinny as hell. And you make me mad. You think you funny, huh? Well, you ain't Josh Gad.
I don't know why Josh Gad is the standard.
He
Josh
came Gad up fan. Multiple times.
Yeah,
he's
a big Josh
so
Gad
funny.
Fan.
Yep. Anyway, it's a great video. It's a great batch, in fact. You can see all these and so much more of the best viral videos of the week at KevinandBean.com or KROQ.com. It's this week's Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
We've got tickets for you to see The Cure coming up later on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. And don't forget, at 9 o'clock this morning, we want to hook you up in the front row for Blink 182 for their upcoming shows in Irvine and the Forum. Tickets go on sale for those shows today at 10 a.m., details at Blink182.com. We're going to be looking for your haiku. It's going to be a Blink 180 haiku. So put together your poem for us and be prepared to win those tickets in the front row at 9 o'clock this morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Ghostbusters 2.
No.
Not a good movie, Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
A lot
That's
of
not
hate.
What we're talking about.
A lot of hate.
Number 3.
Ghostbusters 3.
Okay, there you go.
Wasn't there a third?
This will be the third.
This is the third, yes. Yeah. So the new Ghostbusters 2016, the one with the ladies in it, has gotten so much press, and not for the reasons you would expect. Usually when a movie comes out, it gets a lot of press because people are excited about it. Mm-hmm. This movie is getting a lot of press because a certain portion of the internet has decided that everyone associated with it should be burned at the stake. It's not enough to look at it and go, eh, didn't look that good, or eh, maybe it's not for me. No. Theaters need to be blown up so that this movie cannot be projected onto a screen in front of other people's eyes. That's the kind of rage that the new Ghostbusters movie is making happen.
And why? That's our question. Because
Allie, you've been following this pretty close online since the very first trailer came out. What's your take on it?
I can't figure it out because it's so over the line with hate. That it's an active crusade by people to talk smack about this movie, to say you shouldn't see it, for now people to not review it. It's just it's so over the top, and people will say, oh, well, is it sexism? Is it because it's a female cast? And then other people say, well, no, of course it's not sexism. It just looks horrible. A lot of movies
yeah.
look horrible. A lot of reboots looked horrible. But there wasn't this backlash. So does sexism help it? I'm sure it does.
But let me ask you this, though, because almost every weekend there's a reboot of something or a remake or a sequel of something. Almost every weekend, mm-hmm. right? And not every movie that comes out that's a remake do people act as if the original is being destroyed because the remake is making. And that's the impression that I'm getting from right. some of the comments on CNN Line is that somehow the 80s Ghostbuster movie doesn't exist anymore because it's being remade with a different yeah. cast.
It ceases to exist.
And
once this movie
that.
Comes out, you cannot find it anywhere. It's gone.
Is that true?
It's gone. And all of your childhood memories are erased.
Are erased.
Yeah,
I didn't
a lot
know
of
that
people
either.
Don't know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
did
it's serious.
See the first trailer they put out did have some of the same jokes, like pretty much stolen from the first one, and that made me cringe.
Like mm-hmm. a reboot?
Yeah, sort of, but with the exact same jokes that the first one had.
But I mean, you could say that about A Force Awakens looking so much like Episode 4, though. It almost looked like a remake of the movie, but you know what? It ended up being awesome.
But then I saw the second trailer for it, and it looks great. So, I don't know. I don't know where all the hits coming from.
Too late for that second trailer.
Too late for who?
I will never see it.
We'd love to talk to people, by the way, who don't just have a disinterest or even a dislike for the movie. We'd like to try to find some of the people who are raging about the new Ghostbusters. Like, you're incensed that this movie got made. That's who we want to talk to at 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for the Ghostbusters haters. Now, what are these Allie made reference to these reviewers that are saying that their strong stand is that they're not even going to go see it and review it. What's that about?
Well, here's one guy. He's first of all, he complains that these special effects are worse than the original. Mm-hmm. Which I find a little hard to believe, that the original holds up better than these special effects do. And then he goes on.
So it looks bad. Fine. I watch a lot of bad movies. You know, I see a ton of bad movies knowingly and with pleasure. But this isn't just any movie. This is Ghostbusters. It's one of the most celebrated franchises ever. The real problem I have with it is the title. Calling it Ghostbusters, but without having any connection to the original story or characters, is a shameless attempt to bank on the name to get fans to see it based on the title alone. At the same time, it takes advantage of the younger generations who might not have even seen the original.
Okay, I got a lot of problems with a lot of things that you say.
Right.
It's called Ghostbusters because it's a movie about people who are fighting ghosts. It's not like they put a movie that's unrelated to monsters that slime and ghosts and everything like that. It's not like they've called it Ghostbusters and it doesn't have anything to do with busting ghosts. That's what the film's about.
Yeah.
It's a 100% appropriate title. And second of all, if people are too young to have seen the original movie, that's not a problem. Yeah. And that's certainly not your problem, sir. It doesn't matter if people have seen the original movie or not. People can still go see this. Look, there are lots of remakes of 30- and 40-year-old movies where most of the people in the theater didn't see the original. It's okay to judge this movie on its own merits, unrelated to the original, I feel.
Here's another
guy.
I don't think so. Here's another guy who is sensitive to the fact that people are saying, it must be because it's an all-woman cast.
You know, I didn't have a problem with the all-female cast. That's not the issue here. The issue here is that you're treating Ghostbusters in such a low rent, like borrowing this license as a layer of dressing so that you can have one of those generic comedies, these Melissa comedies. I don't want this to be real.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Maybe not the best guy to talk about anything. What did he even say?
Allie, let's talk for a minute about the sexism involved in some of the comments about it. What's your read on why people are more offended that this film is being remade by a largely woman cast versus if it were remade by mostly men like the original?
I think it scares some people that it's not a movie for them. They grew up loving Ghostbusters so much that now you see the movie that you loved being rebooted by people that don't look like you. And whether you want to admit it or not, the fact that they don't look like you bothers you.
So in other words,
when you
went to see the original, you could pretend to be Bill
Absolutely,
Murray.
Absolutely, sure.
And in this movie,
you're
you can't
an idiot
pretend to be
if you're
Melissa.
Doing that.
Well,
you're stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it struck when I first heard they were going to do it. It struck me as just stunt casting or something.
Why?
Because they said it's all female. That's why.
Why is that stunt casting though?
Because you're changing the cast, but nothing else. That was how it struck me at first. But then I realized, you know what? I love Kristen Wiig. And I love Melissa McCarthy, not like that last guy, these Melissa movies he calls them. I like both of the people that are in this, so I'm going to go see it. Even though that first trailer wasn't great and scared me, the second trailer that I saw was good. And I'm willing to roll the dice. But our question is, how much can you hate it? Just don't go?
Yeah. Should there be campaigns on comment boards. Let's make this the most hated trailer. Go and dislike it. Go and dislike.
Yeah,
like,
that
what, I understand. What about that? Why are you crusading so hard against this? I love Star Wars. I hated the prequels. I can't imagine it ruling my life to the point where I'm, you know, blogging about it. I'm making a video. And let's remember something really, really big here. The movie's not out yet. Why are you talking about how much you hate it? It's not out. You well, haven't seen it.
That's a good point, actually. That's actually a pretty good point. All right. We got some great calls on the line. Please hold on. We'll be back to you as quick as we can. 1-800-520-1067. You hate the new Ghostbusters movie, as Ali pointed out, even though you haven't seen it yet. What's up with that? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Here's a brief list of some of the movies that have been announced or are coming out later this year for remakes. You ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Some of these haven't been made yet, but they're all in the pipeline. War Games, American Werewolf in London, Jumanji, Police Academy, Memento, Flatliners, Three Men and a Baby, and the best of all, Porky's. Now, when you start messing with my Porky's, that's when I get outraged. But we're not hearing about any of those right now because everybody, the internet in particular, is consumed with rage for the new Ghostbusters film. Why is the question we're asking today at 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Jim. He is in Orange, and he is on line 6 to get us going.
Hey, Jim.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. I think you're confused. My name is Carl, and I live on a caddy shack.
Thank you for calling. He wanted to do his Bill Murray, Chuck. All right, let's try Andrew. He's in Austin, Texas, I assume, streaming the Kevin and Bean Show this morning on line 2. Hey, what's going on, Andrew?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, just wanted to say, you know, I'm a fan of all the four women who are in the movie. Paul Feig, I kind of hit or miss on. But, you know, my problem is they've been talking about this reboot for years and years and years, and then you finally get the first trailer, and it just looks like such a low-rent, lowest common denominator comedy. They're just treating it as any other property, like a Neighbors 2 or, you know, whatever you want to call it. You look at the graphics and the previews we've seen so far, and it looks like Haunted Mansion from 2000 with Eddie Murphy. Man, I just don't know what's going on with this thing.
Okay. So our question to you is, so just don't see it. Why all the hate?
No, you know, and that's fine. I'm definitely not going to see it. I think that the hate stems from the fact that, you know, for me personally, this is something from a childhood. And yeah, it doesn't impact that at all. But, you know, it's been built up for so many years, and you're going to do that, and then this is the best you can come out with. I mean, that's fine, but
So it didn't meet your anticipation. You were hoping for something better. What would you have liked to have seen in the trailer that would have made you happy about the remake?
You know, I think trying to be more original in terms of the jokes, you know, not going for the that's going to leave a mark type stuff, or we're going to need a bigger boat. I mean, stuff that's pulled from Jaws is kind of ridiculous to me. I mean, treat it a little bit more intelligently. You got these fantastic, funny women in this. I mean, let them do their thing, personally.
I will say this about trailers, too. Paul Feig's trailers specifically. Spy trailer, sucked. The movie, fantastic. Bridesmaid trailer, not great. Movie, fantastic. I don't think that his movies lend themselves to trailers because they tend to be more complex jokes that need time. But the ones they put in the trailer had to be like boom, 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 quick little anecdotes.
That was the first
trailer.
That
didn't work.
But
yeah.
I liked the second trailer.
Yeah, I did too.
I liked it. I didn't dislike it at all. By the way, I think Andrew is a guy who has a reasonable opinion too, by the way, which is the movie doesn't look that good. He doesn't sound like one of these crazy people who wants to burn the nation down because that movie exists. Right, Andrew?
No, not at all. My life can go on either way.
All right.
It's good to know. That's
good, healthy opinion. I appreciate you listening out there in Austin, Texas, and thank you for calling. Let's go to Trevor. He's in Newport. He's on line 1. He's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say I've been a fan of the show for a long time. I go to school out of state. Anytime I'm around and up early enough, I will listen to you guys.
Thank you, Trevor.
So I just wanted to jump into this and start off with the whole Star Wars point that you guys were bringing up earlier. You know, it's not so much that, like, some of the movies in the franchise suck, but, like, let's say you're talking to someone about Star Wars and you're like, oh, what's your favorite part of the trilogy? And you're thinking of, like, episodes 4, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. And then the person comes back and is like, yeah, it was my favorite part when they were fighting Count Dooku. Like, you feel a little insulted as a Star Wars fan that when you think of the trilogy and when that whole franchise comes up, they think of, like, the worst part of it. And I think that, like, okay, let me start this off by saying I'm 22. I wasn't around for the first movie, but I loved it. But at the same time, like, put it at least a tiny bit of a different title on it. You know, like, Ghostbusters, like, this time around or something like that. You know, make it a little different. The fact that they just called it the same exact thing, like, come on. You're doing the guys the first time around a little bit of a disservice. You know, and not only that.
So if it had a different name, if it differentiated itself in any way, you would be okay with it?
Well, okay, I'd be a little more okay with it. Like, okay, I'm not going to see this movie. This doesn't look like one of those fun, terrible movies that you see when the movies are getting discounted on like a Thursday at 4 or something. This just looks like something I'm going to completely skip over. But I think, like, it does me a giant disservice that there are a bunch of kids roughly around my age that are going to base their opinion of, like, Ghostbusters just on this movie. You know,
but that happens with every franchise that's spread out across decades. There were movies that you saw when you were a little kid that were remakes of movies that came out before you were born, and those were just the ones that were available in the theaters. It didn't make the original movies cease to exist.
I think even calling this a franchise does it a disservice.
I agree.
Ghostbusters 2, if you're honest with yourself, blew chunks.
But it had that awesome Bobby Brown song in it, though, right?
It just
I didn't see the second one.
Two was terrible.
Don't see it.
Yeah, don't see it. Don't see it.
Do not see two.
I mean, I think what you're talking about is something that happens with every single generation, is if you're around long enough, they're going to remake movies that were made when you were a kid, or in your case, made before you were born. I mean, it is an ongoing cycle. And most of the people who are going to the movies these days are people who were born after the original Ghostbusters. I can't blame the studios for trying to make money off of that with current contemporary actors. Can you?
It's not. This movie is not taking anything away from those people.
Well, true, but isn't it sad that Ghostbusters is now the newest victim of this trend, though?
No, it's not sad at all.
Well, first of all, we've only seen a trailer, so we're not positive that that's the case.
Is it possible the movie is good, Trevor?
It's disgraceful.
It's disgraceful.
I think they collected a band of female misfits because they decided they wanted to reboot it with women.
Misfits? Kristen Wiig is great.
Melissa McCarthy
is great.
Kate McKinnon
is great. Leslie Jones is very, very funny. They're all funny women.
I'm not saying they're not great individually. I'm just saying, like, I feel like they just kind of sucked them all together because they thought that it would kind of be like a female mirror to the original Ghostbusters crew.
Or maybe they went out and hired very funny actors to play a role in a new movie.
Agree to disagree.
Thank you, Trevor. We appreciate your listening, sir.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Friday morning, Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Quick update. Last hour I was talking about the Capitol Records tour that was happening to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Capitol Studios recording center there at Hollywood and Vine, the legendary Capitol's Records Tower building. My bad.
What?
No.
It's not open for tours?
It certainly is, but I probably should have gone to the website and perused it before I brought you the news, because it turns out all the VIP tours are sold out.
Oh.
So, unfortunately, people got excited hearing us talk about it and then went to the site to buy the tickets and then were disappointed by the fact that there are no remaining tickets. So,
but that's still on them, though, right?
I apologize. No, it's on me. I probably should have looked at it, the page, first. It never dawned on me that all the slots would be filled and it would be
asshole.
So, I accept your scorn and I apologize to anyone who I got inappropriately excited, but that's what I do. I excite people. Can't help it. I'm sorry if I excited you, but I can't help it. I'm just as God made me.
Oh,
I'm Mr. Excitement.
Right.
That's what they called me back in the day.
Did they? Who's they?
All the Bobby Soxers.
Wow.
Okay.
Speaking of music and how it's recorded and how the genius of music is laid down. Here's an example. I don't know if you heard the new Willow Smith song. Yeah, the new Willow. You heard me. Willow Smith has a new song out. She releases all of her stuff via SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Because a cloud is a thing that brings rain and sadness. And so she thinks it's an appropriate place to put her music.
You're calling it music. That's the word you're using.
She got a new producer. Michael Cera. Actor Michael Cera is her producer. And he's a funny guy, right? He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
So this must be a joke.
Funny.
I'm thinking this has got to be a joke.
Is he a producer?
Well, he
is
on this. The song is called 2048 2.0.
Okay.
And We're hoping that this is just one track from a larger product, you know, like a like
sure
an
are.
Album or something.
Box set.
Like her most recent album, Ardipithecus Remedus, was the album that she dropped in December of last year, so you can check that out.
And she's already back with another gem.
She can't help herself. She's so creative. The music just pours out of her. She's like a female little prince. You know, he has that vault filled with gems. She just keeps
Please
pumping
don't.
Out the music with
Please
all the
don't.
Gems that she has. Here's her latest gem. Here's a little sample of 2048 2.0.
I am kind of seeing a yellowish hue. The shape is kind of nebulous. It's warm. It definitely encompasses me and all that is.
When does it start?
Oh, it started. That was my favorite part. Wow. Wow.
Huh.
What kind of self-absorbed freshman art school project is this crap?
You go to hell, you son of a bitch!
Was part of the lyrics, by the way?
It sure
Did
was.
Did I say yeah. a lot in the lyrics?
Yeah. And the shape is nebulous.
It's like someone recorded you on mushrooms for the first time and then put it over like a kiddie track.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
You're being very generous, Allie. Are you on the payroll? Are you on the Smith payroll?
Just
saying. Because I didn't get that at all. I got it as if... Imagine someone just had a lot of money and a sheltered, pampered upbringing and thought... Their S didn't stink. That's
right.
That's the vibe I got off.
She doesn't
it.
Have anybody to say, hey, that's terrible.
Hey, here's an idea. Learn how to make music and then suffer for a while and struggle and fail and learn how to get better and then release something that people might want to listen to.
I think it's hot. It's hot. Wow. It's hot. That it's guy. Tight. That's it's a hit, man, and I like it. Yeah. I'm going to go get it. That's the keeper right there.
I thought it would get better. It does not.
Yeah.
I mean, look, nobody wants to be like their parents, but she does have a father who has a multi-platinum career as a recording artist.
Right.
It seems like maybe...
She's going the other direction.
Yeah.
She wants to rebel against her father and
maybe that's
have it. Release
Absolutely
stuff
no
that's
success.
Unlistenable.
Right. I guess.
She is a rebel. Wowzers. Speaking of annoying teenagers, Kylie Jenner... In the news this week, of course, not just because she broke up with Tyga because of her new boyfriend, Party in the Butt.
Party Next Door.
Party Next Door. I'm sorry.
Did you say...
I forgot his name for a minute.
You thought it was Party in the Butt?
I knew it was a party. I forgot where the party was going on, but I knew there was a party.
It's just next door.
Now people are talking about what happened on Tyga's website for about 30 minutes on Wednesday... People are saying there was a Kylie Jenner Tyga sex video that was on the website.
She's a butt biter.
Maybe. I didn't see it. It was quickly taken down, but it was out there, and some people claim to have captured it, so we may be seeing some of it online. But a Kardashian and a sex tape?
Right.
What is the world coming to?
Impossible to believe.
I'm shocked and dismayed. So, yeah, everyone's talking about the fact that this may be retribution from Tyga or perhaps a friend of theirs got a hold of the video and put it up on the website. Regardless, I don't know. It's just ugh, getting woozy. Getting woozy from all the I don't cares. And I'm happy to see Kesha getting a second break. Remember we talked about the fact that Kesha was being blocked by her record label, Kemosabe Records, headed up by Dr. Luke, from performing on Sunday night's Billboard Music Awards because she was going to perform a Bob Dylan song called It Ain't Me, Babe, traditionally known as sort of a up with people protest, you won't hold me down kind of song. And Dr. Luke apparently was afeard that she was going to be talking about him in reference when she performed that song.
Okay.
And so they blocked her from performing. I guess they still are able to say when or where she can perform. But they've changed her mind. Late yesterday afternoon, Kemosabe Records changed her mind, and now she will be allowed to sing at the Billboard Music Awards on Sunday. The quote is, approval was only suspended when Kemosabe learned Kesha was to use this performance as a platform to discuss the litigation. Now that Kemosabe has obtained assurances that it is relying upon from Kesha, her representatives, and Dick Clark Productions, that neither Kesha nor her supporters will use the performance as such a platform, the approval has been restored.
You can't promise anything about your supporters.
If one of her fans says Dr. Luke sucks, we will kill her. So, this is more relevant than Kesha's been in the past 10 yeah. years.
Yep. That's true.
This lawsuit may be the best thing ever happened to her. See her in Nashville?
No.
Boy, she cannot act. We know that much.
Not great.
She may not be able to sing, but she sure can act. That's
hey,
for sure.
How was Elton John on Nashville?
I have not seen that app yet.
All right.
A little behind.
You did?
Yeah.
He can't act either, well, but boy, can he sing. They did almost a whole song, a duet with
well,
him.
Well, if you got an Elton John.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you do with him, right?
It was nice.
Yeah.
You don't make him show up at the AA meeting with Deacon.
No.
Yes, no. I too have a drinking problem, and I'd like to talk about it. When David was seeing that couple, it made me upset. It made me drink. I'm Elton.
Hi, Elton. Yeah, you don't use him that way. Speaking of television, Blacklist, right? Blacklist.
Right? Oh,
Blacklist. Love that show so much. Last night, so much love. Loving, smuchly love. Much. Can't talk about it.
Haven't
Once
seen
again,
that episode
I'm hamstrung.
Yet.
I can't talk about the season finale of Blacklist, but it was sweet, sweet, sweet. And I'm glad it's coming back next week. Look forward to more. Today's celebrity birthdays, Busta Rhymes is 44, Tony Stewart. Race car driver, 45 years old. Timothy Oliphant is 48. And Bronson Pinchot celebrates his 57th birthday. Balky. Cousin Larry. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have tickets for The Cure at Hollywood Bowl May 24th. If you want to win those, call now 1-800-520-1067. You have to be a Cure fan. We'll play the game next.
A lot of great shows in Southern California this spring and into the summer. How about this one? Tuesday night, the third night of The Cure at the Hollywood Bowl. We are giving away tickets to you right now at 1-800-520-1067. This game is called Just a Second.
Just a Second!
I think we have time. We're early enough. Could we hear the entire theme song, please?
Just a Second!
I like it. All right, how's this one
play? We're going to play the first second of a song. It's a Cure song. You just have to give us the title of the song. That's
well, that
it.
Sounds pretty easy.
We will play it for you twice, but you only get a second, and then you have to tell us which Cure song it is.
All right, and if you're right, you go into the drawing. Someone wins tickets to the Hollywood Bowl this Tuesday night. Who's our first contestant?
Brandon in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to the show. You ready for Just a Second?
I'm ready.
I'll give it to you twice. One more time.
Love song.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right. Nice job, Brandon. A true Cure fan. Hang on. We'll see if you win.
Gabriel in Los Angeles.
Hi.
Hi there. You ready?
Yes.
Here you go. One more time.
Lullaby, I guess.
That's pictures of you.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that one was tough.
Yeah. You don't always hear that part of the song when it plays on the radio, I feel.
Kenny and La Puente. Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning. You ready for your Cure?
Yes, sir.
Here you go. 1 second. I'm going to give it to you twice. One more time.
Is it Love Cats?
It yeah. is.
Yes.
Nice. Nicely done. Hold on.
All right. 2 for 3 so far. Who's next?
Next is Michelle in Temple City. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready?
Michelle, you sound terrified.
I am.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. We're pulling for you.
Here's your song. One more time. Hello?
Hi. I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. Can you play it one more time?
I mean, we sort of can't.
We were looking for Just Like Heaven this time.
All right. Let's move along to Jamie. We can't play it for you again because then we would have to play it for everybody right. again. Blah, blah, blah. Jamie in Huntington Beach. Hi.
Hey, guys.
All right. Are you ready for your Just a Second?
I guess.
A lot of excitement. A lot of enthusiasm on the phones today.
So excited.
Oh, a lot of people pumped.
She's still there. Don't worry. Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's your song. I'm going to give it to you twice. One more time.
Friday, I'm in love.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Jamie, feeling a lot better about herself right now. All right, hold on. We'll see if you win. Good luck.
Let's go to Jonathan and Pomona. Hi.
Hey there, party people.
Jonathan, are you ready?
Yes.
Here it is. One more time.
Boys, Don't Cry.
Yes. Nicely done.
Hold on.
I like it. We are playing for Cure tickets at the Hollywood Bowl this Tuesday night. I think we got time for a couple more real fast. Jonathan Pomona?
That was Jonathan. We just talked to him.
That's what just occurred to me. I was like, we just talked to Jonathan. Now I'm back on the phone with him. Esther in Long Beach. Hi.
Hi.
Wow. Are you ready for your Just a Second of a Cure song?
I'm ready.
Here you go. One more time.
Oh, man. Blood Flowers?
Sorry, thank you for calling.
In Between Days, that one's called. All right, one more.
One more, Nathan in Menifee. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How have you been doing on hold so far?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Okay. Good.
I'm doing
great, he lied. Did you say one for six?
Nathan.
I like your definition of great. Here you go. Good luck. One more time.
I'm just going to have to guess Lullaby.
Yeah. That was Lullaby.
That's right. Wild guess.
Turning it around. He's in the drawing. So is Jonathan, Jamie, Kenny, and Brandon. Who's going to the Hollywood Bowl this Tuesday night to see the awesome Cure in concert, Allie McKay?
The winner is Kenny.
Kenny. Yay! Congratulations, Kenny.
Yes.
You got tickets to see The Cure?
Oh, okay.
Enjoy the show. Just
a second. Daniel Craig was a great James Bond. Wouldn't you agree, Allie, as a lifelong fan of the franchise?
One of my absolute favorites.
Oh, wait, yeah. I forgot. You've never seen a single 007 movie. Well, Daniel Craig, trust me, was great in the four movies he starred in as James Bond. But the news is out this week that he was offered nearly $100 million to come back and reprise his role as James Bond, including endorsements, profit shares, and co-producer credits. $100 million to be Bond. And he said, no, I'm done with it.
How do you turn down $100 million?
I don't know. And you know what? I could see if it were an albatross around his neck, if it were a terrible role that he was embarrassed by and it was going to prevent him from getting other work. But all of the movies have been good. He's been great. And he can go off and do anything he wanted to do. It is nothing but add to his career. So why not do a couple of more and then go do whatever you want to do?
He was
right?
complaining before this last one came out that it was too much work. That it was six months or whatever. Eight months.
So anyway, so now the search is on for new James Bond. There are a bunch of names being bandied about, but we thought, why speculate when we can talk to the man we always go to for all things 007, the original movie James Bond, our friend Sean Connery, who joins us on the phone on K-Rock right now. Hey, Mr. Connery.
Good morning, you fenderheads.
It's such a pleasure to have you on. We miss you. We're sorry that you retired from acting. We don't like not being able to see you on the cinema anymore.
Oh, lick it.
even though you've been retired from the role for decades now, I know that you do still pay attention with what happens in the news when it comes to James Bond movies.
Of course I do. Mm-hmm. I created the character.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a vested interest in what happens to it.
So you saw Daniel Craig and his response to the almost $100 million.
Yes. What a butthead.
You're surprised.
I'm surprised at how stupid he is.
Uh-huh.
And what a girly man he is.
Well, I mean, he's pretty manly in the role as James Bond, though.
Yes. Oh, let me put on my bikini briefs and traipse around in the surf like Nancy.
I thought he did a great job as 007.
I bet you did. You were probably salivating, weren't you?
What about all the talk that Tom Hiddleston, the great actor from the Thor movies and the TV series The Night Manager, what about him as a James Bond? Do you like that idea?
I've crapped larger than Tom Hiddleston.
Well, he's a smaller guy than you are, for sure.
Listen, there's only one answer.
Okay.
All right, I'll come back.
Well, I mean, I haven't heard your name.
All right, I will. Stop begging.
I don't think
begging. I said I'd do it.
Aren't you 85, Mr. Connery?
Yes. Can you imagine the box office receipts when the original James Bond returns at 85?
Well, I mean,
James Bond returns in Goldwalker.
That would be one way to go, sure.
But I tell you, I have demands. I won't just do it for nothing. You know, when I returned for Diamonds Are Forever, Mm-hmm. They paid me the unheard of salary of $1 million.
That was a lot of money back then, was it?
No. It was just unheard of.
Okay.
No one has ever heard of the number 1 million before. There were dark times.
I would throw the question, John.
So what are your demands?
Everyone's saying, oh, that was a lot of money to be paid for one film.
Right.
They're offering Daniel Craig $100 million to do the role.
Yeah.
Now, is that a lot of money?
That is indeed a lot of money.
Okay, good.
Now
we go.
Now we have the internet, and we can look such things up.
Okay.
Well, I'm willing to do it for half of that.
Okay, so for $50
million. I'll return for $50 million, but all it has to be all in pesos.
In pesos?
Yeah,
why?
I lost a bet to El Chapo, and I have to pay him back.
Okay, all right.
Besides that, I also need whores.
Well, can you get whores with that money?
Of course I could, but why should I pay for them when the studio can?
Okay.
I want whores that represent every race, color, and creed on the planet Earth.
Okay, so
I don't know how many that'd be, but it'd be a lot of whores.
Yeah, it seems like hundreds of ladies would be standing by for
I
it,
want
Mr.
a
Cotter.
Benetton ad of whores.
Okay.
All right. Then double up on the Russians. Or two Russians.
They're your favorite. Okay.
Just piss off Putin.
All right.
Also, I need the Reese's peanut butter cups that have the Reese's pieces in them.
Right? Doesn't that sound great?
I want a Costco pallet of Reese's peanut butter cups with the Reese's pieces in them.
Okay.
There's a lot of candy.
I want someone to remove all the Reese's pieces from the peanut butter
See?
Cup.
What? Because it's stupid, right?
And replace them all with Viagra.
Oh.
I want Viagra cups.
Okay.
I also...
There's more?
You have a lot of demands.
Well, it's an important role, and they want me back. They'll kowtow.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, James Bond's martinis must be shaken, not stirred, and then strained through Lily from the AT&T commercials panties.
Oh, wow.
Sean.
I don't know that we want to get involved in that.
Oh, I want to buy an iPhone from her, you know what I'm saying?
I think you want to buy an iPhone from her,
right?
I'd like
to give her an unlimited data plan.
Again, you're 85 and she's like 30, right?
And lastly, the opening credits of the James Bond films famously have all those images with the girls dancing as the theme song plays over them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In the new film, the theme song must be played over the video of my most recent colonoscopy.
What? Nobody wants to see that,
Sean.
I want
everyone to see my bowels.
But nobody else wants to see that.
Look at my bowels.
No.
Look at them.
Why was Kanye West on the Ellen DeGeneres show?
I don't know.
What's he promoting?
Kanye West.
Okay. All right. It's just Kanye being Kanye?
Pretty much, yeah.
Every time you get this guy on here's one thing I'll say about Kanye. He's a train wreck. You can't look away from him. And he always delivers. Every single time he's on TV, he does something that's worth watching.
Yeah.
I find it really easy to look away.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. It's just, I guess, because he's crazy, first of all, and he's so obsessed with his worldview that I'm fascinated every time I get the opportunity to take a little tiny peek inside and see what's going on in his
but
brain.
I don't feel like we're getting that.
Mm-mm.
Like when he goes on Ellen,
no.
Ralph played this clip yesterday, and it's him talking about his tweets and her question about that.
Have you regretted anything that you've tweeted?
Nope.
Nothing. Never. You don't go, maybe I should have thought about that a little longer?
What's the point of thinking?
All right, so answer this question. Is that him being truthful or him just deflecting?
No, it's deflecting.
Right?
It's just him self-absorbed. He knows exactly what he's going on there for, and he's just going to get as little across as possible to get people talking.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see it that way. Am I wrong? Am I being fooled here? Because
yeah.
I think he honestly doesn't regret any of his tweets.
That's
honestly.
Possible, but if he did, would he tell her?
Absolutely not.
Maybe not.
All right, so now she asks him why he wanted Mark Zuckerberg to give him $53 million. And by the way, I didn't have time to play this, but he said that he had dinner with Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, who promised him that they would fund his clothing and blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah.
Oh.
So he was explaining to her why he needed the money.
I have ideas that can make the human race existence within our 100 years better. Period. The paparazzi, whatever perception you have of me, starting with the truth, start there, put some dope with it.
Yeah! Let's all applaud. I don't know why we're applauding.
He said start with the truth and put some dope S on it.
Huh. Okay.
Huh.
That's his idea.
Do you think they hit a button to get the audience to applaud? Because they sounded very confused right up until that moment when they all spontaneously decided to clap.
All right, here's a bit of a longer clip, and you just have to tell me what's going on here because I'm not sure.
The exact amount of emotion and color palette and sonics and everything that I put into my music, I put them into the shoes, and they worked. You know, people never write, Kanye's pissing everybody off. Kanye's making so mad. They try to position it through the media in some way that I'm like, whatever your friends might say. You know, so we saw Kanye, how was he? Did he like, but I care about people. Picasso is dead.
Here's the good part. Picasso is dead. First of all, did you guys know that?
Well, that is breaking news.
Right. This is something. This is Kanye really being Kanye.
Picasso is dead. Steve Jobs is dead. Walt Disney is dead. Name somebody living that you can name in the same breath as them. I feel that I can make a difference while I'm here. I feel that I can make things better through my skill set. My skills, I'm an artist. 5 years old, art school, PhD, Art Institute of Chicago. I am an artist. I have a condition called synesthesia where I see sounds. I see them. Everything that I sonically make is a painting. I see it. I see the importance. I see the importance and the value of everyone being able to experience.
When do we clap?
A more beautiful life. When I make clothes, it's funny because I'll sit there with Obama and Leo's talking about the environment, and then I'm talking about clothes, and everyone looks at me like, that's not an important issue or something. But I remember going to school, like, in fifth grade and wanting to have a cool outfit. I called the head of Payless. I'm like, I want to work with you. I want to take all this information that I learned from sitting at all these fashion shows and knocking at all these doors and buying all this expensive clothes, and I want to take away bullying.
What? Should we applaud?
You know, I want to.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Hold on.
He wants to take away bullying, Bean, because everybody will have dope shoes.
First of all, this is the worst TED Talk ever. But second of all, you know, people do have that synesthesia that he's talking about. Lord has that, where she can see sounds. Did you
if
know that?
You actually had that, would you surround yourself by Kardashians?
That's a good point.
Good point.
I think that Kanye is not an articulate person. As great as he is writing lyrics for his rap songs, off the cuff, he is not an articulate person. I think in his mind, he knows what it is he's trying to say, but he is terrible at presenting that information to the rest of us with words.
I feel like Ellen did the right thing, though, and just let him talk.
Oh, yeah. I just noticed that Ellen hasn't said a word in 8 minutes.
So then he ends that whole diatribe, that whole, like, 10-minute monologue by apologizing for something.
I'm sorry, daytime television. I'm sorry for the realness.
If he'll leave, we'll applaud.
I'm sorry for the realness.
Come on.
Daytime TV. I'm not done. Hold on, Bean.
Okay.
This Ellen destroys him on this one because she starts talking to him about his kids, and he says his kids are really advanced. And Ellen, at the end of this, is hilarious.
And how is the North is a big sister? She's good?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Does she do anything to, like, take care of him, or she's too young?
No, she does. She's
what does she
really
do?
Advanced for her age.
What does she do?
She'll prop him up on the pillow sometimes.
That does sound advanced.
How great was that?
That's funny.
And then they played a game. Do you want to hear that or no? It's quick.
I'm exhausted. Okay.
It's quick. 5 Seconds of Truth is the name of it. Basically, it's name three things in 5 seconds.
Ellen, tell us three things you shave or wax.
Your legs, your arms, your back.
All right, Kanye, give us three things that are hairy.
Balls, balls, balls.
Yep. He's not wrong.
He just saved that appearance.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
All right, Galaxy tickets for Sunday are gone. Thank you for calling. Let's clear the lines and open them right back up because, as we have been warning you all morning long,
Now's the time to give away the front row seats for Blink 182. They've got three big Southern California dates that are going on sale in 1 hour at 10 o'clock this morning. Buy your tickets to see the band at Irvine Meadows on the 29th of September, and then September 30th and October 1st at the Forum. But we're going to give you tickets in the front row right now. Kevin, what are we looking for this morning?
Blink 180 Haiku.
I like it.
We're looking for Haiku. This is poetry.
About 575.
575. About how you need to be at the show. We'll take your calls 1-800-520-1067, and we'll do that right after the top of the hour.
Time now, though, for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Congratulations to Captain America Civil War. Sometime today, maybe even right now as we speak, it will cross the $1 billion global box office mark. One more.
Yeah, that's amazing.
There we go.
So people like it?
People enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And like it, and went to see it, and saw it again, and liked it.
I'm going to have do a remake of that movie with all ladies.
Ah, that'd be awesome.
That's going to be my plan. Is to have a female Iron Man and a female Captain America. It's going to be so much better.
You're ruining my childhood.
I didn't want to dip my oar in those sordid waters that you people were swimming
wallowing in.
Yes.
We did Ghostbuster it up this morning.
But I think maybe a lot of people also underestimate the amount of passion that exists for that film. I think it is...
The original, you mean?
Yeah. It is a uniquely rabid fan base for that film.
But it's not going
away,
though.
It's akin only to like the Star Wars fans or something like that. It is sort of a unique property in that context.
But it's not going away.
I understand that, but when you were comparing it to other remakes... Like, oh, they're remaking Police Academy. There's not rabid Police Academy fans out there who go to Police Academy conventions who would have that issue with that remake. This is a particularly passionate fan base. And I think that has something to do with the reaction that people are giving to the film.
But again, I mean, Ghostbusters is one of my favorite movies of all time. How upset can you be? Either you're in or you're out.
I hear you. Look, I am on the side of the loons. I'm just saying. I think it's one of the reasons behind the outrage.
In other words, it would be like remaking Star Wars, which no one would ever do,
right?
Or E.T.
I think many of these people, for many generations, were waiting for a sequel to that film that never happened, and now they're just butthurt about it. So even
you're
if
butthurt about the second one,
if it had been Adam Sandler and Josh Gad and Rob
Kevin
Schneider.
James.
And Kevin James playing Ghostbusters, I think you'd see equal outrage, except from Kevin. Kevin would be on board.
Because so in.
Kevin James would try to run through glass to find a ghost, and Kevin would go, ha, ha.
I always wanted a new Ghostbusters, too, but once Harold Ramis died, I was just like,
right.
Don't.
Yeah,
you can't even talk about it.
Without all the guys. And that's the reason it never happens, because Bill Murray never wanted to do it. So there you go.
I wish he was in this one.
I believe he does show up.
Oh, okay, weird.
But he's not Peter Venkman. That's what everybody wanted. Right?
Is that the end?
Right,
that's what everybody wanted, and they don't get it. So how upset can you be?
Look, I'm not saying be upset.
All right.
I'm just trying to help you understand. I'm here to be a bridge.
Stop saying don't be upset, though.
Did it upset you?
Does that upset you?
I'm upset.
You're upset about not being upset?
Yes.
That makes sense. John Barry, founding member of the Beastie Boys, has passed away. RollingStone.com said he had front lobe dementia, which apparently got worse over the last few months. He was in poor health and passed away at the age of 52 this week. He was part of the band back when they were still a hardcore punk band. He was not part of the reimagined new sound the Beastie Boys found after their first EP in 1981, but he certainly was a big influence on the guys, and they were very close to him, so sad news for Adam and Mike D, but that's like two of their closest friends now.
Going yeah, on. Yeah.
It sucks to be them.
And way too young.
And lastly, you know, you give and you give and you give and you give and you give.
Who are we talking about here?
Everyone. We're all just people.
Okay.
And still some people aren't happy. Yesterday at this time, as a try to make good for Kanye West and the Armenian comedian, I took it upon myself to give as a gift to our listeners the Look of Love by ABC.
Oh, that was a gift?
That was a gift.
I thought it was a great gift.
Well, not everyone shares your opinion, Allie.
Oh, no.
Listener Scott Tipton wrote in, how much more must we Kevin and Bean listeners be forced to take? as if the indignity of first being forced to listen to the Armenian comedian and then endless Kanye West interview clips wasn't bad enough, then we were assaulted by your rendition of The Look of Love by ABC on yesterday's show. Frankly, I think the only way you can make it up to us, loyal listeners, is by performing the Outfield's 1986 classic Your Love live during today's showbiz
beat. How does that make
Do
it
the
up?
Right thing, Ralph. Best regards, Scott Tipton. Well, listen, it is Instant Request Friday. So
we don't
luckily
do that.
For
no,
you, we do. Scott, that can happen.
What?
So as requested from 1986, the Outfield's classic Your Love. Hit it, Steve.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. There's so many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older.
Okay.
I just want to use your love tonight.
Right. Yes.
Oh, I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Nope.
That's the whole song?
We've done that.
I ain't got many friends left to talk to.
All right.
Nowhere
good.
To run when I'm in trouble.
Thanks for the email. We appreciate it.
You know I'd do anything for you.
I feel like you've delivered
Save
enough.
Save enough to keep it undercover. I just want to use your love tonight.
All right, then. Yes. All right.
I don't want to lose your love tonight.
I think we've gotten the gist of it now.
Try to stop my hands from shaking.
Sorry, what's that?
We got it. That was great, and we all enjoyed it. We had a good time, I think. We're all
but now
just,
we're moving on.
We're happy and good work, and that was great. And we're going to look back on that as the good old days.
I really liked it. Ralph certainly has a lot of imagination.
I just want to lose
your love tonight, right?
I don't want to lose.
You give that a rest, Ralph.
Right.
Oh. I blew out a nut.
Where did it go exactly?
What?
I think I heard myself. I'm Rob Carmen. I walk the showbiz beat.
We were all lucky enough to see Blink 182 Saturday at the K-Rock Weenie Roast, along with that band Weezer right there, and they were both great. But Blink 182, man, they couldn't be any better than they are right now.
Yeah, agreed.
So much fun. And they got three shows going on sale at 10 o'clock this morning, less than an hour from right now. Go to krock.com for all the details to buy your tickets at Irvine Meadows September 29th or the Forum on September 30th and October 1st. But we're going to give away some tickets in the front row right now with a game that we like to call Blink 180 Haiku.
Blink 180 Haiku. Hey!
That's racist.
All right, callers are on the line, Kevin. But for those who don't understand the ancient form of Japanese poetry known as haiku, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
Right.
Do you have one to get us started as an example, please?
Blink 180 haiku.
Nope.
Blink 180. Hi, that's one too many. Win tickets in the front row.
Nope.
Yeah, that's seven.
Dope.
Hold.
Five. Do,
If it's possible, you got even better than last time we did haiku.
I feel like that was a good one.
All right, so we'll talk to the callers. We'll get their haiku. Everyone is in the running, and then do we do a drawing, or do we pick a favorite? What do we decide? We should have maybe talked about this.
Let's do a drawing, and then if we have a favorite, we can pick it, but if not, we have a drawing as a backup.
Okay.
Got it. Who's up first, please?
All right, first is Laura in Montebello. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are good.
We hope you win. We're excited to hear your haiku.
Yes, I'm ready when you are.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, ready? Mark, Matt, and Travis need front row to the rock show or be bored to death.
I like what you did there.
See, with the song title and everything.
And it made
sense.
Thank you. Well done. Great job, Laura. You hold on.
All right. Let's go to Alex in Fullerton. Hi, Alex.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to Blink 180 Haiku.
All right.
Go ahead.
Boy, at the rock show, no show. I'd be bored to death. Blink, please. I miss you.
Well, I appreciate the effort to work in the Blink 182 titles. Laura beat you to it, but hold on. You are still technically in the running.
All right, let's go to Ashley in Riverside.
Hi.
Hi, Ashley.
Okay, so mine is Costco tickets here. I love Blink. Yes, you do too. But I win.
So boo.
Okay. Wow, that was deep.
Yeah.
I wish everyone could see Allie counting on her fingers. I'm just...
But that's true every day, right?
All right. Thank you so much, Ashley. You hold on. Let's go to Jason in Hollywood. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. We're ready for your Blink 180 haiku.
Are you in a wind tunnel? What are you doing right now, Jason?
I'm on Bluetooth driving down in Hollywood.
Okay. But, good luck. Be careful. Let's hear your haiku.
I loved Tom DeLonge. Now we need to move along. It's time for Skiba.
It's always time for Skiba.
That's what Allie's been saying for a long time.
Yeah, you hold on.
All right, I'm not sure about the syllables on that one either, by the way. That one seemed like a little sloppy.
Let's go to Greg in Long Beach. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Not great, actually.
Not great. You know, I said it. Let's turn it around.
Just jumped off the stage. Going to surf the crowd. Oh, no. Face plant on the floor. I know it's not so Blink, but...
Well, you did rush through it, though. That's good. All right.
So it was poorly constructed, but at least the delivery was bad.
Okay. Thank you, Greg, for turning it around as advertised.
All right. Let's try Kenny in Los Angeles. Hi, Kenny.
Hi.
Welcome to Blink 180 Haiku. We are ready.
All right. Great. God, I need to go to see Blink an all-time low. Kevin, Bean, please help.
That was a haiku.
That was pretty good.
That
was pretty good. And he worked at all time low.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I liked it.
Got
a little opening act action in there, a little plea to us at the end. Very well done, sir. All right, I think we got time for a couple more if we hustle here.
Let's go to Richard in Santa Fe Springs. How quickly can we get through haikus? Hi, Richard.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
There's another Blink 180 haiku.
I like feeling this, but not all the small things here have me bored to death.
All right. Let's go to Danny in Pomona. Hi, Danny.
Woo! Good morning, party people.
Woo! Are you ready?
I feel good about Danny.
Do you think you do? You think Danny's going to break?
I feel good about Danny.
So.
Yeah,
please.
I think so.
There's Danny with his Blink 180 haiku.
I like Blink, I think. An awesome band is Blink 182. They don't sound like poo.
I've been wrong about a lot of things before.
Yeah, I think you
were. He worked in poo.
Who wants to give Laura the good news, Kevin? Is it going to be me or is it going to be you?
It's the first caller, right?
Yes.
It is Laura in Montebello on line one.
Woo!
Laura, could we hear your haiku one more time, please?
Yes. It's Mark, Matt, and Travis need front row to the rock show or be bored to death.
You got front row tickets. Thanks so much for listening.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
So excited.
Enjoy the show.
Blink 180 Haiku. Hey!
106.7 K-Rock. Caro Q. There they are from Australia. The Gold Hearts. On the run.
No.
Anyway, you're listening to Rodney on the Rock, and I'm here every Sunday morning.
Sunday night.
Right after Loveline.
There's no Loveline.
Monday morning, basically. Right after Loveline.
Uh-huh. Still no
and before Loveline. That, we heard PJ Souls doing Rock and Roll High School with the Ramones. Mm-hmm. She was a leading girl in the movie Rock and Roll High School.
Right.
And she was over at the big convention, Days of the Dead convention. Happened 3 days over the weekend out in Burbank. I was out there. We're all out there signing autographs.
Oh, really?
What?
She was there and the cast of B.C. Butcher. It was pretty amazing. Cato Kaelin kept
amazing.
Everybody on their feet when Cato was there. Telling a million jokes. What can I say?
Cato has jokes?
Anyway, hopefully we'll be there again maybe next year. And here are the monkeys.
All right,
the monkeys.
Good. I want to hear some of Cato Kaelin's stand-up, you guys.
He's got a million of them.
Doesn't surprise me that Rodney would be signing autographs at a convention the Days of the Dead. Doesn't surprise me at all.
No, it's only a little premature.
It's all for the Living Dead, right? The Living Dead show up there and they sign autographs?
The One Foot in the Grave convention. Yeah. All right, it's 9:38, time for a final look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday. What's going on?
Well, it's just all Kylie all the time. This is Kylie news. Everyone's talking about Kylie. First of all, everyone's very fascinated that Kylie just broke up with Tyga. And she's already got a new man. She's already dating a hip-hop star, Party Next Door. Let me cross star out of this story right here. I want to make sure it's factual.
Look, there's a lot I don't know about hip-hop, but I've never heard of Party Next Door.
You
Does he
know,
have
man.
Any kind of resume? Is there something I should know him for?
Do you have an internet?
Yeah.
Well, you should look that up.
Okay. I just thought maybe you guys were familiar with Party Next Door, and I just am late to the party next door.
Yeah. If you're late to the party next door, they probably won't let you in because they might be full. They might be out of beer or something. So don't
choke. Oh, he's Canadian.
Oh.
I didn't realize that.
What else you got, Bean? Read us more facts about Party Next Door.
He is signed to Drake's record label.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to have a lot of
credits.
Okay.
Yeah, not a lot.
Meanwhile, Kylie is also freaked out that reportedly a sex tape that she filmed with Tyga showed up on his website for about 30 minutes. And some people may have captured that video, and it may see the light of day.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
I feel like that would be fairly widely spread on the internet by now, if anyone
had. Language.
No. I'm saying if somebody got that, I feel like that would be everywhere right now if that were a thing.
If he put it up for 30 minutes,
yeah,
how could they not? Right?
But how many people are going to Tyga's website?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Tyga's mom ran across it and said, "Take that down, Tyga."
That's a good point. But as popular as Kylie Jenner is,
right?
It'd be everywhere.
Well, if you've got it, please, for research purposes only, along with the Republican candidate Mike Webb, please send it to us so we can do some research. Meanwhile, the other side of the Kardashian clan, Rob, his bride-to-be, Blac Chyna, is also in the news. She had a big appearance, a big showbiz appearance at Sin City Cabaret last Wednesday at the Bronx, in the Bronx, in New York.
Yeah.
And it's one of the finer trashy strip clubs in the Bronx, really. And she had a big personal appearance there. Nothing like seeing a pregnant nobody show up at a strip club to really get your juices flowing, I think. The interesting part of the story was her rider. The rider, you know what the rider is, right, Kevin?
It's their list of demands, of course.
Exactly. It's part of the contract where it says what the little perks they must be guaranteed in order to show up for their personal appearance. And we love to read the riders of the stars here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Here is her rider. Now, think about it. She's at Sin City Cabaret, so this is no low-rent thing here. She's at a strip club. She needs the high end.
Sure.
So she insists on having Moët Nectar Rosé Champagne on ice. Got to have that backstage.
Okay.
Got to have a bottle of Tylenol. Because you're drinking Moët Nectar Rosé Champagne, and that's going to give you quite the headache. So you need a bottle of Tylenol, 3 cans of Red Bull. You know, this is the recipe for a good pregnancy, by the way. Champagne, Tylenol, and Red Bull is something all the doctors recommend when you're pregnant. And, of course, you needed a pack of Big Red gum because you got to get something to get that taste out of your mouth after you're at the strip club.
That is quite the prenatal routine.
It sure is. So she also demanded a greeter at the airport.
So that one person, they would recognize her?
That's right. Some person would hold up a sign saying Black or China, whatever they raise when you show up. A stream of large SUVs for her and her entourage. And first class seats on the flight to the event. So she got them. She got all that. What would they give to a star if a star wanted to show up at a strip club?
Why would they?
They'd give you like a heart transplant or something. What do you get? You just got human limbs? You could ask for anything from these people.
You think she's a draw, guys? You think there was a crowd there knowing that Blac Chyna was going to be appearing at that club?
I guess.
I mean, were there some people? Maybe, but would it cover the costs?
Yeah, I wonder.
Did you go out of your way to see Blac Chyna at a strip club?
No.
I think I would stay away from a strip club that Blac Chyna was going to be at.
Like you said, why would we care about her? She's a nobody.
If I had a strip club in the Bronx, I would advertise no Blac Chyna here tonight. And $20 lap dances, but whatever would get people through the door. And you can add another artist to the list of musicians, singers, songwriters, performers who are boycotting North Carolina because of their state's bathroom laws. Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett has announced he is not going to play North Carolina.
That'll bring them to their knees.
Well, listen. North Carolina, that's Buffett country right there. Those people like their Buffett. And it's an interesting, I think, stand for Jimmy Buffett, because if you've ever been to one of his concerts, you know he supports people peeing wherever they want.
That's true.
I've seen some odd things going on at a Buffett show. So stand with the Withers, right?
Right.
Right.
Allie, you upset?
About?
you know, about Sarah Ramirez leaving Grey's Anatomy. Dr. Cali Torres.
It's upsetting.
Right?
Yeah.
That show's still on?
Grey's Anatomy is still on. After 10 years.
Huge hit, by the way, Kevin.
Finale
huge
was
hit.
Last night.
Still a huge hit.
Oh, yeah.
Season finale, right? Uh-huh. Not the series.
No, they'll
not be
the
back.
Series. Oh, how dare you.
10 years she's been on that show. She's leaving. She said it was her decision. But one day she woke up and said, I'm on Grey's Anatomy? apparently she had to.
She's really talented, though. Wasn't she Lady of the Lake in Spamalot?
Yes.
Why do I know that?
I remember when she joined the show, Ralph. Remember there was some controversy over her because she was a little bigger actress than most who had appeared on especially that show. Remember there was a little bit of pushback for her and it was insane because she was great on the show.
Yeah. She's beautiful, but, though.
She's beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. She's got a Beverly Hills face and a Pacoima butt. Oh, or whatever that's
LA
saying.
LA and
or,
Oakland.
Oh,
but that was 10 years ago already, huh?
Yeah. And sadly, I knew there was a phrase like that.
Yeah.
Sadly, a stormtrooper was arrested in Georgia this week.
A stormtrooper?
Yeah. Three police officers in rural Georgia arrested a Star Wars stormtrooper for walking down the street wearing his stormtrooper armor.
No!
Carrying a replica blaster. Deputies arrested him because they said they were feared that the blaster might be real.
I'm sorry.
You heard me.
Repeat, please.
Deputies arrested him because they feared his blaster might be real. It might be one of those real Star Wars blasters from the Rebel Alliance that shoots actual laser beams.
This is why you fail.
It also turns out you can't wear a mask in public in Georgia with the exception of Halloween.
In the whole state?
Apparently. Yes, I didn't know that's
the law. That's so bizarre.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can wear hoods. They said there are hoods. You can wear hoods in Georgia.
A lot of places,
A lot of places, sure. But masks apparently are out.
But I know this sounds silly, but I understand why law enforcement doesn't want to have to differentiate on the fly between real guns and fake guns. I get that they would be uncomfortable with somebody walking around holding something that looked like that. That makes sense to me.
Because they couldn't differentiate to the real stormtroopers and the pretend stormtroopers?
But I'm saying you don't know whether somebody really is carrying around a working weapon or not. I get why they would question that. That makes sense to me.
Or they were Jedi. The deputies were Jedi, and they saw a stormtrooper. You can do what you're supposed to do, right?
That could be it, thinking.
Because you got to think, you know?
Right.
How are we going to blow the exhaust port of the Death Star? I don't know. I just keep thinking about that woman in the Chewbacca mask. That's all I can think. She's the best. She's a gem. She's an odd lady.
Check out
I don't think she's odd.
Oh,
she's
very stop odd. It! She's out of her tree.
Check out the Kevin Abeen Internet Roundup and look for the woman with the Chewbacca
she's
mask.
Nutter in a fruitcake.
She is great. Joy personified. Fact that she found that much enjoyment
means she's nuttier than a Hickory Farms cheese log.
Good reference. She's wonderful.
You knew what I was talking about, didn't you, with
the
cheese log?
Oh, yeah. During the holidays.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Busta Rhymes is 44 years old today.
What's happening over there?
I wanted to make him 50-something, that's for sure. I was committed.
Bust the bus! Bust the bus! Flip mode! Flip mode in the house! Bust the bus!
Hey, Muggs is hard in the interview.
Muggs is the best.
He is.
He walked in the office minutes ago and said, well, I just ate 5 Taco Supremes. I was like,
yummy.
Is that a complaint? Is it a boast? I can't make it out. What is this? Is this just information? What's the point of this statement? Who walks into a room and announces that?
Well, here's what happened just before that. As he walked in and gave me 2 tacos and he goes, if you're not going to eat those, I know a guy that would want them.
Now, it's funny because when I mocked him for his announcement, he said, well, here's what happened. Kevin got 2 of them with his meal, and he didn't want them, so I didn't want him to go to waste, so I ate them.
He was doing me a favor.
Yes.
For Chip, too, knowing neither of them would want them. He's magic.
He came in and asked for all that food.
No, you were going to waste it, and so he said, well, I guess I would eat them.
I hadn't started taking one bite of anything yet, and he already mentioned that he would eat them if they were not needed.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, God.
Right?
Oh,
mm-hmm. Right.
There are no words.
Right?
Nope. I'm so glad I'm starting my diet tomorrow.
We all
are. Tomorrow. Okay, yeah. Good.
After he did his victory lap, he was leaving the room, and I heard him in the hallway as he walked in going, I'm fat.
Well, he's not going to spend less time pooping the way he's going.
So I don't really know what that whole soliloquy was about, but...
He was proud first. Was
entertainment.
And then not proud.
Yeah. Mugs, get
That's
in here.
That's how you get it done.
Mugs, get
See?
In here.
Learn, kids.
Learn, kids. Get in here. I won't be lied to. So you told me... that Kevin wasn't going to eat his tacos, and so you didn't want to see him go to waste. You said, oh, okay, I guess I'm going to eat them because Kevin doesn't want them. Now I'm hearing you deliver the tacos, and before you left the room, you said, if you don't want those, I'll take them.
It was a disclaimer of sorts. Yeah, and I lied.
So what happened was he came in and put them down and said, if you're not going to eat
them, I'll take them. You called dibs on your food before you started eating it.
Yes. And I said, go ahead, Muggs. And he's like, no, I don't want to if you want to eat them. He played the false modesty thing. I was like, just take them.
Well, they did come with Kevin's Mexican pizza.
Right. We're not talking about
That's
his.
That's not the point. The point
eating.
Is, you asked for it before I started eating.
As opposed to them going to waste and you taking the bullet.
Then you told Ralph that you were just being a good citizen of the planet.
Yeah. You hate to see food go to waste.
I didn't think you guys would communicate with each other.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's a pretty good guess most times.
Yep. But in this case,
charbroiled.
I just think you're terrific.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold the mayo.
No. You've never said that in your whole life, by the way.
Go for the butt.
Tony Stewart, the race car driver, is 45 years old today. Timothy Oliphant is 48. And Bronson Pinchot, of course, from the wildly popular Perfect Stranger sitcom. He's 57 today.
What is he doing now?
I have no idea. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
All right, thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win today with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. on the world-famous K-Rock. Tune in. You'll hear music and no commercials. Thank you to Honda. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday. And buy your Blake tickets in 9 minutes.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's a nightmare.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Say it again, say it again.
Roll another one.
It's a nightmare.
Just like the other one.
Come on, Bean.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Don't freak out, white people.
And I need another hit.
Unable to even. I have lost my ability to even. I am so unable to even.
Oh my God.
What's he saying?
Roll another one.
How do you keep your head above?
Just like the other one.
Oh, dear.
This one seems to be about. I don't have another cent.
I have a great relationship with the blacks. I've always had a great relationship with the blacks.
That's not really a question.
Just pass it around.
Talk to my penis.
It's terrible here.
There being no further business before the court, I hereby declare this session adjourned.
Well, you boys did a bang-up job. You're really going places. Like home. Go home.
So you're just going to quit? Just like that? How can you do that?
By saying the words I and quit in conjunction together, i.e., I quit.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Macklemore.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Sayonara.
Going for the butt.